Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our new friend, Dario Ambrosini. He's not going to be a new friend for long, folks. We're going to get him back on. He's got a lot more to teach us. Chief Operating Officer for Manta. Manta.com is an organization I've been happy to tell you about for a long time. They're helping so many small businesses accomplish an online presence, a footprint, and then build on it from there. Dario, thank you for the good work you guys have been doing along those lines.
Oh, it's a pleasure. We love working with small businesses and, you know, hope that the material we have here is helpful for them.
They're so huggable and cuddly, aren't they?
Yeah.
But hard-headed. But, Dario, they're hard-headed.
Well,
holy mackerel. What does it take to beat?
I've
been trying to beat stuff into their heads for 19 years now. And, like an online presence, and still many of them don't have it. So, okay, we're talking about the on-demand age, ladies and gentlemen, and Dario in the previous segment, told us that's basically customers wherever they are. Dario, when I go out of the house, I check my phone and then my keys.
Yeah.
And so, folks, with this computer, this magic wand that your customers have in their hand, to me, Dario, what I'm thinking is, okay, small business owners, how do you behave now? What are your expectations? Does your company meet your own expectations of other companies? What do you think?
I think a lot of them don't. Going back to the mobile phone that you mentioned, a lot of companies don't have a mobile-optimized website. So if you are searching for something on your iPhone or your Android phone, you're not going to be able to understand what you're seeing. And even worse now, Google has started to, well, not started, it's been a while now, but they actually reduce your ranking if it's not a mobile-optimized phone. They want to make sure that experience works well. So if you do not have a mobile-optimized website, you're actually hurting your own search results.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and of course, folks, he's talking about your regular website converts to a different format for the small screen. It's been designed to do that, and it changes automatically. If you go to smallbusinessadvocate.com on your phone, you'll see that it's different than the one that when you go to it on a regular computer. So what are some other things that we can do to improve our position in the marketplace in the on-demand age?
So we mentioned the reviews. I would say that getting as many reviews as possible is going to be one of the most important things. Going back to your stat, most people will not trust a company that doesn't have at least some form of review. Any negative reviews should be addressed. So it's not the end of the world.
Or outnumbered. I always tell people they either need to be addressed or outnumbered, right? So,
correct. Yep.
I mean, if you've got 10 to 1, you can't make everybody happy. That's the way I always look at it. So,
That's correct.
But if it's 1 to 1, that's a red flag, isn't it?
That's exactly correct. Yeah. There's always going to be some unhappy customers. I think everybody understands that. And in fact, a lot of research has shown that if you don't have any negative reviews, then people start to get a little worried that maybe the reviews aren't exactly correct.
You've been purging a little bit there.
Exactly. Negative review every now and then sprinkled in, as long as it's been addressed, is going to be just fine. So those are the main things, along with the digital presence. Again, just making sure that any place your company is going to show up, whether that's on Google, on Yelp, on Yahoo Small Business, on any type of site, that you just make sure that you are consistent, that you have your product messaging up, and that anybody who does come across your business through any of those third-party sites can then find your site and find your company and then start interacting directly with you. The goal ultimately is you're going to want to take that customer from that third-party site and start interacting directly with you.
Right.
So that's how you turn them into a customer and hopefully a repeat customer.
Well, you got to be local optimized, local search optimized. You need to be well indexed with Google and Amazon. Especially if you're B2C, business consumer. But you've also your mobile website has to be handy, doesn't it, Mario? Dario, it's got to be handy from the standpoint of if they want to call you, there needs to be a one button call button, one push call button. If they need directions, it's right there. If they want to check, if they want to buy something from you and check out, it's easy to do. What do you think?
Yeah. So that's all correct, and I would say
otherwise it's not on demand, is it?
That's correct. Exactly. The key, though, with what you just mentioned, if you are a small business, you need to understand exactly what action you want the potential customer to take.
Right.
So if you're a restaurant, for example, chances are you want them to be able to reserve a spot, or you want them to be able to find you. If you're an e-commerce site, you want them to be able to find the product easily. If you're an attorney, you probably want them to be able to call you so that you can get that information.
Hey, Dario,
and bring it into that private conversation.
I want to interrupt you. I got 30 seconds. Tell us how Manta helps people do that.
Basically, we have tools and educational resources that are going to help people do whatever they need to do online. So my recommendation would be come around, Manta.com, check out the educational resources. I think knowledge is going to be the best bet. And then if there's tools there that can help, great. But if not, hopefully the knowledge lets you go out and do it on your own.
Manta.com, folks. It's a good folks and good stuff. Hey, Dario, thanks for being here. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim. I will.
Dario Ambrosini, ladies and gentlemen, with Manta, Manta.com. We'll get him back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.